Coach's Insight program's back to it here on a Thursday night. It's the final ones here in 2022. We're coming up on that holiday break, and then after a couple weeks, we'll get back to it, the January grind. But a little bit to recap here, and we start with Atchison and girls basketball coach Nick Rebant joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, let's dive into the matchup on a Tuesday this week, a road trip to Ottawa, 52-24. Girls coming up just a little bit short in that game. You know, kind of take us through that ball game Tuesday night. What'd you see, and just a few key takeaways from it?
Sure. You know, we went in shorthanded still. We had six girls available to us. So going into that, we knew we would have that disadvantage. You know, we battled early. It was end of the first quarter. It was about 12-8. We were in the game. The girls just got tired. You could see them, you know, some of them have just came back from some sickness, and just kind of a tough spot to be in with the injuries and sickness we're dealing with.
Talk about kind of the stretch run here before we get to the break. A game on Friday, you get Sumner Academy, and then that's it until the holiday break. You know, what's a thing or two you're just really wanting to see in this final game of the 22 portion of the schedule?
You know, this is where our big games show up. This is the first league game. We want to go down and show that we're going to be a force in league again. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a few more girls back from the sickness that we're dealing with, and just go down there and battle, you know, and show people that we're going to be someone that comes out and plays hard every night.
Well, how challenging has it been dealing with the sickness and shuffling some girls around and just kind of mixing and matching here early on?
You know, it's been a challenge, but I'm thinking at the end of the day, it's going to be a benefit to us. Some girls are getting minutes that they didn't expect, you know, and that's going to be beneficial in the stretch run. You know, they're going to have this the ability to go out there and play and perform from having this kind of a trial run for them. So, you know, not ideal early, but could be better for us later.
What is that early scouting report looking like for Sumner on Friday?
You know, they go out, they play hard. They play fast. You know, we want to bring some pressure to them. I'm sure they're going to bring pressure to us. The key is for us to get out there, rebound, get the ball up the court, and go score.
What's the itinerary looking like once you get through that game and get to the holiday break where you get a couple of weeks off and get some extra practice time under your belts and hopefully getting all the girls back from this sickness and just kind of getting back to full strength? What's just, again, kind of the itinerary look like once you get this team to the holiday break?
Well, that's the key, is we're going to get there and we're going to find out what our real rotation is going to be. We're going to come in, get some shooting, some dribbling, you know, just skill work. It's almost like reteaching some things with all the time that we've had missed. So that break will be beneficial for us learning and getting back to where we want to be.
Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Rebant joining us again. You look at the last week, was supposed to play a game against Eudora last Friday. It was called off. That game will be made up later on in January. You'll go to Eudora to make that one up. And then Tuesday night, the loss to Ottawa. And then you'll wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule this week on Friday at KC Sumner. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Sumner this week, and enjoy the holidays. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
Yep, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.